All right, welcome to Martino Movie Reviews. Okay, so let's talk about Renfield 2023. Renfield is now available on Peacock Premium. So, Renfield 2023 is an American comedy horror film directed by Chris McKay, stars Nicholas Holt, Awkwafina, and Nicolas Cage. So, I didn't have a lot of hope for this film, but I was somewhat surprised. So this was inspired by Bram Stoker's Dracula from 1897. Now, we interviewed Dacre Stoker, who is the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker himself, the writer of Dracula from 1897. So you might want to check that out on the website. And it's also, Renfield is also inspired by Universal's Dracula, 1931. Anyway, so the director decided when they killed the Universal Monsters shared universe that he would rework his Renfield idea into a comedy. So this version of the movie focuses on Renfield, Dracula's servant, and having survived into modern times, along with his master, attempts to live an independent life in New Orleans, which there's shades of Anne Rice there, I think, right? And of course, Dracula is not entirely thrilled with this situation, as you can expect, because, you know, he wants Renfield to keep doing stuff for him, of course, right? Now, Renfield seeks out the help of a support group for people in codependent relationships. Now, this is kind of funny. And, you know, this movie makes fun of the self-help and the 12-step programs, but it does it in, you know, I don't think it's doing it as a bludgeon. It's cute, right? And, you know, and I've always been into self-development and self-help and stuff. So I don't mind. I don't mind some of this humor. It's fine. He also seeks out Rebecca, who is played by Awkwafina, a New Orleans Police Department traffic cop. His attempt to free himself from Dracula's thrall also puts him in the crosshairs of the mob. Now, Nicholas Holt, I hope I'm saying his name right. I didn't look it up, and he will have to excuse me if the name is incorrect, if I'm saying it incorrectly. I think he gives a pretty nuanced performance. He can oscillate between being outright silly and being kind of sad and wistful. And I think that's a testament to his acting ability. So he's great here. Now, Awkwafina, as Rebecca, who is the traffic cop, she's not given much of a character. She's not given much of an arc, a character arc. But, you know, I think she does the best with what she can. Now, I don't know why they made her a traffic cop instead of a detective. That doesn't make much sense. Now, when Awkwafina is on screen, I can't help but think that her deadpan, no pun intended, humor, her deadpan humor mirrors that of Melissa McCarthy. This, in some ways, when we get to her, it's like watching a Melissa McCarthy movie. Interestingly enough, Nicolas Cage plays Dracula somewhat understated. Now, I expected a bat crap crazy performance from Cage because, you know, that's kind of what he does. But, you know, I was pleasantly surprised with his restraint. And, you know, at times he really looks like Lugosi, especially his eyes. You know, it made me even think that maybe they had, you know, digitized Lugosi's eyes onto Cage. I don't know if that's what happened, but at times I was like, wow, his eyes look so much like Lugosi. And Lugosi has very unique eyes. And I know they use his eyes in other movies. His eyes are used in White Zombie, I believe, and in other movies. And what's interesting, too, and I don't want to forget to mention this, is that they basically superimpose or take the faces of Cage and Holt and put them on Lugosi and also the actor who plays Renfield in the original 1931 movie. Now, just to be clear, I'm talking about a specific scene and not the whole movie. And it looks great and it works. And I really like that. Now, with Nicolas Cage playing Dracula, the Dracula look is an homage to Lugosi, but it's updated and it looks more modern. And at times it looks more freaky and menacing. And that's great. And it works. Now, when it comes to the mob, listen, I'm not going to try to pronounce some of these names here, but we have a mother and a son, and much of it reminds me of John Wick. You know, I said in the written review, shades of John Wick, because it just reminds me of John Wick, and it's used to good effect. Now, if for not all the blood, right, there's a lot of blood spray, there's a lot of swearing, you know, Renfield would be, and I think, you know, it really is a sweet comedy at heart. All right. And I know you might think, Dave, you're crazy, but I think it kind of is, you know, as it stands, you know, if you are not into lots of blood spray and you're not into lots of swearing, I would advise you maybe this isn't the right movie for you. The film itself is paced well and it makes sense throughout. It's not convoluted like many of the films I've watched. And I have to say, and I'm going to say it here, I attempted to watch Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, and I didn't make it through 15 minutes of that movie. And I was able to watch this whole movie. Renfield, I was able to watch the whole film. Renfield isn't going to be everyone's cup of tea. But, you know, if you like Melissa McCarthy-style movies, if you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you'll probably enjoy this movie. Now, people know that I am not really a huge fan of horror comedies. There are some that I like. Lost Boys comes to mind. There's a comedy element in the Evil Dead series. But for the most part, I'm not a huge fan of horror comedies. But I like Renfield enough to recommend it. Now, the professional critics seem to hate it. And audiences seem to like it, even if they were a little bit lukewarm to it. My wife would give it 4 stars for entertainment value alone. I can only give it a solid 3 stars, but again, it's a solid 3. Renfield 2023 is, again, streaming on Peacock Premium. Now, here's the story doctoring section. I think fleshing out Rebecca's character, that's Awkwafina, and her arc would go a long way to making this a better film. They don't really do too much with her. And I really think that they should have, as I've said before, they should have made her a detective. They could have made her a detective. They got bumped down to traffic cop and that she was trying to fight her way back. There'd be something for her character to do. There would be something for her character to accomplish. There would be an arc for her to get redemption or something of that nature. Now, Renfield is missing a true love interest, and that is sorely needed in this picture. I think that would make things work a little bit better as well. For a rating, I give Renfield 2023 3 out of 5 stars. This is David North Martino for Martino Movie Reviews. Full reviews are up at our website.